Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee as we continue this morning adventure with preseason SCA football coaches. And we're going into Douglas County to Ava to visit with head coach Casey Merrifield. Hey, man, how we doing?
Doing great. Good to hear from you.
And it's already, can you believe it? It's 2024 football season.
Hey, it is here. It is time to go today.
It is. And, you know, you of course had, you know, your graduating class, but you've got quite a few coming back and some key players. So how did the summer go and your camps that you attended?
We had a great summer. You know, we had great attendance in the weight room, a lot of kids getting stronger. You know, a little success kind of bleeds over into those younger kids, and they want to have what the older kids had. So I put in a lot of good work this summer. We went to Evangel team camp and had some success up there. It was really a tale of 2 days, and we kind of got beat on day one, and we responded well. Came back day two, played a lot better brand of football, and wound up winning the camp. So, you know, it was good to see the kids face some adversity early in the year, and we grew from it, and hopefully that's just a sign of things to come for us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and one key component is you got your quarterback – returning, and you know he was kind of thrown into the fire a little bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, so you know you look back to his freshman year 2 seasons ago where he kind of jumped in there about week 8 and took over. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think he'd be the first to tell you he probably wasn't ready, but I think he was better for it. And then last year he steps in, had a really solid season, but we didn't ask him to do very much. And you know, we graduate 2 of our 3 backs from last year, so we got Hunter Adams coming back, and I think everybody knows about him, but I think Aiden Lane will be a guy that steps up and puts up some huge numbers for us this year.
Yeah, Aiden, a terrific, terrific player. And, of course, you know, I mean, you've got the beast mode back there with Adams, and he's so much fun to watch. And people that may not know him, or he's just a good young man.
Oh, he's a spectacular young man. I tell people all the time, I don't know if they believe me, but he's a better young man than he is a football player, and that's saying a lot because he's a great football player.
Oh, and the adversity, you know, that he had to overcome, and he has climbed that mountain, and he's back. And, you know, last year I know we talked, and you used him sparingly last year. And, you know, this year I'm guessing – but the training wheels are off. It's back to, you know, Mr. Hunter Adams, get after it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think last year we were in a situation where, you know, he was a part of what we were doing, and right now going into week one, he is what we're doing. And until people do everything they can to stop him, our offense runs through him. Mm-hmm. And he's ready for that. You know, he's put in the incredible amount of work in the off season. We talked about at the end of the year last year that coming into this season he was going to be, you know, the term bell cow is what you hear in the NFL level, and that's what he is for us. So he messed around, put about 15 or 20 pounds on, and that's a lot of weight. And he did everything he could to get his body ready, so we're excited to see what he has for us this year.
You know, I was fortunate enough, I got to experience the Cale Kornman years, and you know, and every coach – of every game that Liberty played, you know, they all said the same thing. And you're kind of, I mean, it's no secret. It's not like we're letting the cat out of the bag. If you don't know about Hunter Adams and you're a SCA football coach, well, you might want to take up soccer or something because, and you know, you have to defensively, you have to scheme for him. Offensively, you have to scheme for him on the defensive side. And it opens up a lot of opportunities for other players.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way our offense is set up with the flex bone, we feel like when you overplay him, it opens up, you know, 3 other guys.
Yep.
And it's the perfect system. It's the perfect thing to have for what we try to do. You know, last year we had Hunter and Rylan Dixon that made a very dynamic duel. Mm-hmm. And you know, we expect to miss Rylan. You know, there's not many guys that average 15 yards a carry and don't get missed.
Yep.
But we think a little bit bigger load falls on Hunter, and we do expect some other guys to step up and put up some big numbers as well.
Now, the Jamborees are coming up on the 23rd. What is the Ava Bears plans for that Friday night?
Well, we have changed things up in Ava, and we're going to be a little bit different. We are not going to Jamboree this year.
Okay.
So we just 2 years ago we had a bunch of injuries pop up in the Jamboree, and we don't know if it's worth it for us. And you know, being such a small school like everybody in the SCA, one injury can really cost you a lot of what you're trying to do throughout the year. So we've decided to withdraw from Jamborees, and we're just going to have a normal practice on Friday night and try to stay healthy for week one.
Now, is that going to be something you're going to invite the Ava Bear fans to on the 23rd to come and get a little look at an inter-squad scrimmage, or are you just going to do it as just a normal Friday practice?
It will be just normal Friday practice. We have our scrimmage that the fans are invited to. They're the first day of full contact, which is coming up, I think, Saturday the 17th.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, there's going to be some a cornhole tournament afterwards. There's all kinds of cool stuff that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've got we do a benefit fish fry. We raise some money to feed the boys through the season, and the cornhole tournament and silent auction. So that's the chance for the fans to come out and see us. And just decided the Jamboree wasn't for us, and we feel like being healthy is the most important thing we can do.
Absolutely. Now, who do you got week one?
We travel to Buffalo week one for a matchup that's, it's been a really good one for us historically. We split there the first few years, and the last couple of years we've got them, but we expect Buffalo to just continue to improve.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, and we appreciate you joining us. And you know, we'll be talking with Coach here during Friday mornings as we get ready for the regular season, which is here. And before I let you go, any changes in your coaching staff, or is pretty much every same group of guys?
No, we actually did. We've got two new coaches on staff this year. Really exciting for me. Two guys that I've coached have joined us. Caleb Johnson, who I'm sure a lot of you probably remember that name, played quarterback for us not too long ago. He has graduated from CVO, and he's returning to join the coaching staff. And the quarterback that actually followed him up, Zach Mendel, who only got to play, I guess, 1.5 games his senior year before he blew a knee out, but he's also joined us on the coaching staff. So pretty excited for the youth movement and the coaching staff. They're both fiery, and they're both hungry to learn, and they've done some great things this summer, and we look forward to seeing what they can do with the rest of the season.
Well, you know, they can get out there and run that scout team.
Absolutely.
That's a plus, too. And it probably wouldn't take much of a nudge to get them to jump out there and do that either, does it?
Well, I'd say it was probably about 6 minutes into the June camp that Caleb Johnson decided he was taking snaps.
That's outstanding.
Once the competitor, always competitor.
Right on. Coach Merrifield, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck on the season.
Thank you.